Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Double Indemnity, the podcast. I'm Emily Glazer.
I'm Jonathan Pyle.
Woo! This is a podcast where we talk about new movies and we review them, specifically new movie releases, because, you know, I don't know. I kind of just like focusing on new stuff. Why do we want to look in the past? What's done is done, right? You don't want to live in the future. We want to live in the present.
Living in the present.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's called that present, because it's a gift.
In the future. Yeah, that's coming from Kung Fu Panda.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. They really have some good quotes from that movie. I didn't even know that. I thought that was just something people said because it's like a stupid joke.
Oh, maybe people said it before Kung Fu Panda, but I remember that from Kung Fu Panda.
That was probably really impactful on your life.
It obviously was.
Because it's such a good movie. I had a Kung Fu Panda birthday party.
That sounds sick.
When the movie came out, we went to go like watch it in theaters. I think it was my 10th birthday. When it came out, but I might be wrong.
I think you're wrong. I think Kung Fu Panda came out 2008.
Okay, well, then it was my 8th birthday.
Yeah.
How would you know that? Why do you know those things?
Because I just know useless information about movies.
I bet you you're wrong. I bet you I'm right. It came out in 2010.
I'm going to look this up.
No, no, you're going to fact check me.
Pretty sure I'm right. It's 2008.
Okay, a couple of intros to the podcast. Be prepared for lots of spoilers. We're going to talk about the whole movie. Also, remember to follow us on Letterboxd. We post the movies before we talk about them. So if you want to leave comments or reviews, you can. Pretty sure my sister left a comment. I think she was pretty apprehensive about the movie.
Baby.
How did you know that? Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see what...
Oh, this is mine, not the...
Oh, can
underscore.
You pull up our letterbox and see if anybody commented on it? Yeah, because I think Carly said something about Elemental, you booty pants. Not reality.
Reality. Either... This is Carly Bernard, verbatim. Quote, either this is
Doesn't
so
that
good...
Doesn't that what verbatim means when you say quote? That's the same thing. You already introed that.
Either this is going to be so good or so not. I haven't been that excited for this one.
To be honest, I wasn't that excited for it either. But I thought it was cute. Like, I thought it'd be a cute movie to go to.
Yeah, me too.
Beans has already passed out. We took her to the doggy park. If you're watching the video, she is sleeping in my lap right now. Hopefully she stays like that the whole time.
I think she's going to.
She got so tired at the dog park. So that is our new obsession, going to the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
And she plays with other dogs, which is good for her. Socialize.
So social sweet. Butterfly.
And then she's so tired afterwards. Hopefully she goes to sleep. Okay. So let's get into the first segment of the podcast, which is what are we watching right now?
We're still watching
Not
Silo.
That much. And we're also still watching Mindhunter.
Yeah, started season
Pretty
two.
Pretty good. Other than that, I don't think we've seen much. We haven't been to the movies and we've kind of been out of like a watching TV phase for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's because it's summer here. And when it's summertime, you just want to be outside because the winter times are just like, you know, the wrath of hell. If hell was Antarctica. Now that it's nice outside, we just want to be outside all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if hell would be worse if it was like winter and you're just slowly freezing. Or would it be worse to be slowly melting?
I would rather be stuck in a desert than the cold.
I don't know if I agree with you. Because in the cold, at least if you can build yourself a fort and a fire, you can melt the ice and have water. Whereas in the desert, there's just no water. Like, you can't
true.
Get water.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Boom. Roasted. Was that from... what is that from? Is that from New Girl?
No.
I was hoping it was a New Girl reference because we always have New Girl references.
It's from The Office.
Beans is sighing. Oh, it's from The Office. I'm sorry. People are probably so disappointed in me. That took you a minute to remember what it was from.
I thought it was from Parks and Rec at first. I was like, wait, no. That's Parks and Rec is You Just Got Jammed.
You Just Got Jammed. Okay. Do you want to intro the movie for today? Even though we already said it's Elemental.
Oh my gosh.
Well, we already talked about it. We talked about the Letterboxd.
Yeah, the movie is called Elemental, if you didn't know that. Directed by Peter Son. He also directed The Good Dinosaur. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was like average.
Yeah, I thought so too. He's acted in a lot of Pixar movies, has been working for them since Warner Bros. Pixar since like 2000. He also
so our
did,
whole life.
Yeah, pretty much. And he's acted in a bunch of them. And he also, you know, the... what do you call it? The Pixar short, Partly Cloudy?
No.
Do you know that one?
No.
Well, he did that one too. You know, it's about like this, the not the swans, but the cranes delivering the babies in the clouds.
Cool.
Yeah.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Obviously. This movie stars relatively not huge stars, which I kind of like. Leah Lewis as Ember Lumen.
Okay, what is she from? I totally recognize her voice. Is she the girl from Duff? That's no. What I was thinking it was the whole time.
It is not from Duff. She has not been in anything you or I have seen.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was thinking. It's okay. You don't need to do the Google-age.
It took so long to find the movie. Yeah, she's been in relatively unknown things.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, that's a big movie for her.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when they use actors who you don't know. But honestly, with animated films, unless you're like, gosh, what's his name? Seth Rogen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't know who they are. He just has the most iconic like voice and laugh. Or like Morgan Freeman, you know?
Yeah.
I would know who that was.
James Earl Jones. All those people.
I just don't know who that is.
The voice of Darth Vader. I told you this.
But nobody knows the voice of Darth Vader, the real person. Everybody. Do you really think he's walking into Walmart talking like that? Like, that is specifically what his voice is for that movie.
Everybody knows who voices Darth Vader. That's
I
common
didn't.
Knowledge.
I literally didn't. Well, you literally, I just proved you're like
you just don't
completely
have common
wrong
knowledge
in
that.
1 second.
It's a well-known fact. Stars, apologize for pronouncing this incorrectly. Mamadou Athi as Wade. He's been in a couple stuff. He's in Jurassic World Dominion, that new one.
Oh yeah.
And a couple of the movies.
That's a new one?
Yeah.
That movie sucked. So bad.
That was a bad movie.
But I loved what's her name in it? Laura Dern. She's always great.
She is fantastic. She's love an her. Icon. Ronnie Del Carmen as Bernie, the father of Ember. Wendy McClendon Covey as Gail. Do you know the movie Bridesmaids?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her. You remember?
But there's a lot of women in Bridesmaids. Oh my that's gosh, her, right? I love her. She is funny. She is really funny.
She's really funny. I was like, that's crazy.
I would not have recognized that. But neither. She didn't have many lines. And she also had they had her do an accent.
Yeah.
So, like, there's no way I would have known it was her.
No way. And then Catherine O'Hara as Mrs. Ripple. You know who she is?
No.
The mom in Home Alone.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. The plot per IMDb says verbatim, I quote. I'm going to say that
open
all the
quotation,
time.
End quotation.
Follows Ember and Wade in a city where fire, water, land, and air residents live together. It's a relatively short synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the budget for this was. What do you think? Place your bets.
Oh, I like don't know why I didn't comprehend that you were asking a question.
I phrased it weird.
$120
million. $200 million in court. Guess how much it has made so far.
$200 million.
It's made $50 million so far.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not doing too good.
It's not doing too good. It kind of flopped.
Wait, did it really flop?
Well, for opening weekend, yeah, that's like, I mean, yeah, it'll make more money. It'll probably
So what is considered a flop if you break even? Like, is there a percentage of like spent to like a return on investment ratio?
I'm sure there is. I think it depends on the movie, obviously, but I'm not sure.
It's not obvious. That's why I'm asking.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm sure there is an equation for that. I don't know. I don't have the inside information. I just know my common knowledge.
At least you didn't make something up. Jonathan has this weird thing where, like, if he doesn't know the answer to something, he'll literally make it up and then, like, just tell it to you like it's true. But then he'll put some sort of caveat at the end, like,
as far as I know.
Yeah, like that. as if that makes it okay that if he completely just lied to me, like, it's fine. You might be a pathological liar. I'm not gonna lie. But, like, in a funny way, because I obviously know you're lying.
Hilarious pathological liar. That's what they designate that as. So, yeah, this movie's not doing too great compared to, like, past Pixar movies.
Like, Turning Red, that did really good, didn't it?
I don't know if it did well. But this was the first one, and Lightyear, that didn't go direct to Disney Plus.
Well, Lightyear was awful. COVID.
I never saw it.
It was not good.
I heard it was not great. They fired director of it and the producer.
After it flopped, they fired him.
Well, yeah, but also Disney laid off like a ton of people.
Wow, like I didn't know they were laying off like big shots. I thought they were laying off like service workers.
Yeah, me too. But apparently they did.
Wow.
Read that today.
Wow.
Yeah, this is the first movie that wasn't on Disney Plus since.
So it's just going to be released later on Disney Plus.
Yeah, most likely.
That's my thing with Disney Plus. If I don't want to watch Star Wars or Marvel, is it, that they own, and I don't want to watch a Disney movie, like I don't want to watch Disney Plus. And there's literally only those three genres. I have to be in a very specific mood to want to watch Disney movies, and I don't care about Marvel, and I don't care about, what do you call it? Star Wars. Obviously, if you couldn't tell, I didn't know the name of Darth Vader, and apparently I'm supposed to know that.
Yeah, people know that. People know me.
People like me. Gosh darn it.
But yeah, I would give this movie a solid 4 stars.
Me too. I would give it 4 stars too. I actually thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought
I enjoyed it. I was not like waiting for it to end or bored.
Yeah, like you were definitely waiting for Transformers to end.
Oh my gosh, well, I was sleeping in Transformers.
You were sleeping.
Yeah.
I thought it kind of started out kind of rough. I think it took a while to find its pacing. But it was pretty effective, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I will say this is just like another stereotypical like Romeo and Juliet movie. Like, I mean, I think everybody is always there for a forbidden love movie, but like to a certain extent, it's just another forbidden love movie, you know?
Yeah.
So like me. They just found like a new way to like show like, what would you call it? Like, I don't know how to say it. What's the word for it? Like the different groups of people living in different areas. Like it's very common in cities to have like the Chinatown, you know what I mean? Or the,
yes, yeah,
there's like a predominantly Hispanic area, like that kind of thing. They pretty much just like found a new way to like label it as like, oh, well, these people are fire and these people are wind and these people are water, you know?
Yeah. Very, very big metaphor for immigration. And also, like, biracial relationships.
And racism.
Yeah,
racism. Biracial relationships, yeah. Pretty much, they just found, like, a new way to metaphorically represent that, which is, like, kind of something that's been done over and over and over again. So I give them props for, like, the uniqueness of, like, coming up with the elements, but I also think that it's not at all unique. They literally just did the most basic
freaking storyline. Which makes sense, because the director immigrated to the U.S. from Korea, not speaking a word of English, and settling into the Bronx. His family also opened a grocery store named Sans Fruits and Vegetables, similar to Ember's family in the film.
So that was kind of his inspiration, was his life.
Yep.
Yeah. I will say, though, I don't really think that Pixar movies have gone downhill. Like, I still enjoy them. I just think maybe the audience isn't there for it or something. I don't know. Or I guess maybe parents aren't bringing their kids to the movies as much now that they have Disney Plus.
I'm trying to think of, was Luca Pixar or was that just Disney?
Yeah, Luca's Pixar.
Luca's Pixar.
I really liked Luca. I really liked Turning Red. I really like Coco. Coco's Pixar, pretty sure.
Oh, it is Pixar. You're right. Yeah. I forgot about that one.
Just think, if you went to Disney World and you didn't see it, it's probably Pixar, except for Toy Story. They have a big Toy Story section, which is Pixar, but they don't really put stuff in Disney World for the other ones. Like, they might sell the toys and stuff, but they don't put up like rides for like Turning Red, do they? Maybe,
yeah,
I'm wrong.
I don't know. Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe. Those chili tots were so good.
Oh yeah. And if you're going to Disney World anytime soon, you need to go to the Toy Story Land and get the, what are they called? They were like something tater tots.
It's like chili tot. It wasn't chili tots. It was like,
I don't remember, but it was like, tater tot nachos or something.
Yeah.
Tachos. You gotta get the tachos. It's like they're like tater tots with Fritos on them and then chili. It was super, super scrum dilly. It was basically like a restaurant inspired by like what a kid would want for lunch, which was like a really good idea.
I
thought that was a great idea. I love you, Disney World. I love you. You're wonderful, except for when you're like laying off people and stuff like that. That's sad.
Yeah, that's sad.
So yeah, I I do think they did a good job with the animation and like the uniqueness of the design of the city. Mm-hmm. And they had some pretty good element jokes, but I don't think they did a good job catering to the older audience as much. I like movies like Shrek, that they have those adult jokes in there that the kids won't get. They didn't really do that.
They didn't do a whole lot of that.
Yeah. And I at first thought this was like a movie for all audiences, but we were the only people who true. Were adults that did not have children with them.
Which
so
has
I was like
before.
Kind of embarrassed.
That happened to Super Mario Bros.
There were a bunch of like grown-ups at Super Mario Bros.
Really?
Yeah. That was like a busy theater. Didn't that movie like make a lot of money?
It's the highest grossing video game movie of all time.
Yeah. And you think only kids went to it?
I guess that's true.
There is no way. Super Mario Bros. Is a niche that goes way beyond our generation. I mean,
yeah,
it's been loved for a very long time. So there are definitely more than children going to it. This is like a new storyline for something. It's basically just like another Soul, another Inside Out. Pretty
Inside
much.
Inside Out's really, really good though. And Soul
yeah.
is really, really good.
I think the only thing they did here is they didn't develop the characters enough to where like I was like really emotionally attached. Like I had a teary moment at the end.
Me too.
But you did. That's so sweet. I'm such a sensitive man. You're just like Wade.
Just like Wade.
Wade's like crying the whole time. Okay. Those are just my initial thoughts.
Initially.
Oh, and I had one more thought I wanted to talk about. I really liked how they flipped the relationship roles in the movie. So the girl is the one who's like not good with her emotions. She bottles everything up. She's not a good communicator. She's just working hard to make a living. And the man in the relationship is very emotional. He's sensitive. He's family oriented. Mm-hmm. Like, I really like that they showed that. And there's still a balanced, like, beautiful relationship. And it doesn't have to be the man is the fire and the woman was the water, you
yeah,
know?
That's a good
I
point.
Really liked how they did that. You didn't notice that?
No, I didn't even think about that.
Well, that's good. That means that you saw it as just like a normal relationship, that you don't even see it as if like, oh, they switch gender roles. Because then I'm sitting
That's
here
true.
Noticing it.
I'm just more woke than you, okay?
I'm waking up. Okay, so let's talk about the plot. Just want to thank Wikipedia for helping me take some of these notes, because it's really hard to remember everything that happens in a movie. So pretty much there's Bernie and Cinder Lumen. They're a couple. They immigrated from Fire, what was it called? Fire City or something, to Element City, where they have, there's like a lot of xenophobia. The other elements basically are not welcoming to fire because the fire will either like vaporize
burn or extinguish
or like yeah. burn them, because it's earth burns and water vaporizes. So people like don't like fire being near them.
And they're also the last element to immigrate to the city.
Yeah, so there's
which
like
makes it hard for them.
All of the city was built for like air, earth, and water. So like it's very much designed that way. So if you're fire and you're walking through the city, there's like water everywhere, and like it's very dangerous. You could get like extinguished.
Yeah.
I think is what they were calling it, to like basically just die. But I feel like the one to beat is air, because you can get hit by a car.
Agreed.
You could get like anything happen to you. I mean, water can fall on you, but you'll just rain. You know what
but
I mean?
But also if
the
wind
blows,
then you're just kind of screwed.
Yeah. But you can just come back together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just reform.
I just don't know how the air ones would die.
Well, how do you take all the air out of a room?
I mean, how would the watered ones die? The only one that made sense was fire. Like their spark would go out when they got old.
Well, yeah, the water one made sense, though, at the end with Wade. You know, it's too hot in here.
But do they live forever, then, if they don't die by fire?
Well, they were evaporated.
Death by fire! Yeah.
But if, yeah, do they get evaporated and then...
I'm talking about, like, a natural death.
Oh.
You know, like not like
to,
a gory, going, like, murder.
Going into the
like...
science of this. Well, technically, between the evaporation of the sun and the earth... That's not possible.
Okay. Yeah, but the city design was super darn tootin' cute. But they kind of show that the hub of the city is very much water, earth, and wind-based. And if you are a fire person, you live on the outskirts, kind of in, like, the not-so-nice areas. And
Fire Town.
Yeah, in Fire Town. And people don't want to let fire people rent their apartments because they're worried they're going to burn them up.
Which, I mean...
Are you saying that's valid? Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
Okay, we're moving on. So, Bernie and Cinder have a daughter. Her name is Ember.
Don't Bernie
who,
me.
They basically want to grow up and take their place. And they immigrated from whatever the heck, Fire
was
City.
Fireland.
I don't remember what it was called. Because there was like this huge disaster in their homeland. So they moved to Element City to build a better life for themselves and for their daughter.
Yeah, there
and
was,
they opened up a convenience store.
It was like a storm. I kind of wish they went into that more
because
like the random storm came in. I thought they could have built like
exactly.
Thought of a better reason.
That's
for
what
them
I was thinking.
To move, you know? I don't know. It just felt random and thoughtless to me. I don't know.
It was easy.
Yeah.
To just say that their lives and their homeland were destroyed by a storm, and so they had to leave. Even though nobody else left. Like,
know,
everybody else in Fire City stayed. Nobody else left. So I'm like, I think you're being a little bit of a drama queen here.
Yeah. Bernie. Goodness.
When you say Bernie, I just think of Bernie Sanders.
I think of, you know, The Incredibles. Don't Bernie me. This little rat is guilty.
Feel the burn.
We're not on the same page.
Absolutely not. So when they immigrated, they brought something with them called the Blue Flame, which is just a fire that burns blue, and it represents their heritage and their traditions.
Yeah, it means more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
So they worked super hard to build up this business, and they basically told Ember her whole life as she's growing up that they want her to take over the store when she's old enough. So she works the shop, she helps them out all the time, and they basically show that she grows up. But when she's grown up, she's got some temper issues, and she tends to get a little angsty and angry at the customers. And she tends to blow her top, basically, and get mad at them. And so her dad's like, you are not ready to run the store. Once you can control your emotions, like, I will retire, and you can take over the store, pretty much. And she talks it all up that it's her dream to take over the store,
yeah,
pretty much. And I will say, working in service is not easy. As a service worker, we both have experiences with it. It can really suck. And I think every teenager, at least, as a rite of passage, or if you got to do this just to make a living, like, it teaches you a lot.
Yeah.
About people and how to treat service workers yourself. Because I have met people who I know did not work in service because of the way I watch them treat service workers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's, like, infuriating.
Yes, it is.
So just respect our service workers out there, regardless of it. You're just trying to make money for your car, or if you're trying to sustain your family. It is not an easy living.
Mm-hmm.
That is for sure. Only from my little stunt that I did when I was growing up working in service. So back to the plot. So Ember takes over to run the store on a very special day. They have like some special sale.
Red dot sale. Red dot sale.
Where they pretty much did. They just put like red dot stickers on things in order to sell them at a discounted price or something. And so it's like a super busy day at the store. But her father is very sick. He's very old. So he's like, Ember, you do it today. I believe in you. You got this.
You got it.
And so she is like super stressed. She's doing it. She's doing her best. And she blows her mother trucking top.
Yeah, you know, somebody did take all the red dots and set them in front of her. That
would
be so annoying.
They came up with some good ways for people to be annoyed with her. Being just like really hardcore sleeping right now.
She is zoinked.
So pretty much it gets very busy. She gets overwhelmed. She goes into the basement and she has a little fire explosion because that's what happens when she gets angry or upset. And when it happens, she accidentally bursts the pipe in the basement and all this water comes flooding in. And she's like, oh my gosh, I am fire. I'm going to die if I get wet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was crazy. So she basically tries to fix it as best as she can. But then she realizes that there is a water person in there because they got sucked through the pipe and they came out. Turns out it was a health inspector, water person, Wade Ripple, and he basically was accidentally swept into the pipe. But when he gets there, he realizes they're breaking a lot of health violations or city code violations or whatever. So he writes him a bunch of tickets and he goes off to city hall to file them.
Yeah.
Did you have something to say?
No, I just like the all the puns that they created with all the element terms, like Wade, oh my God, and Fern.
The names were
Gale.
So good. The name Fern was really good.
Yes.
Wade was good. Brooke, his mom's.
Oh,
his
Brooke.
Mom's name
I didn't
was Brooke.
Even think about that. That's
good. That was a good one. Bernie was a good one. Cinder. Lumen was their last name.
Lumen.
I loved all the names. It was super, super smart.
Very creative.
They put a lot of time into thinking about it. Okay, so Ember sees this guy leaving and she's like, oh, no, 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 sir. You cannot go put in these tickets because you're going to shut down our store and it's my father's only dream and I'm supposed to take it over and I'm about to ruin it. So she chases him to City Hall. There's all this little mumbo jumbo jazzle mazzle. And he files it away and then hears Ember's sob story after and is like, oh my gosh, what have I done? So he tries to help her, but it doesn't go well. So he takes her to the big boss lady. What was her name? I wrote it down. To see Gale.
Well, takes her to see Fern.
Well, he takes her to see Fern first, but it doesn't go well. So then he takes her to the boss of Fern, Gale Cumulus. I don't really know how the name Gale is like air related, claw
yeah,
related.
Like a gale of like, there's a heavy gale out today, or I don't know how to say it, but gale is wind related.
Oh my
that
gosh.
Means wind. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was like, really, Gale? Such
you're
a random
like, gale?
Name.
That's
it doesn't
a
make
stupid.
Any sense. So they go to see Gale at this like stadium because she went out to see a game. And this part was cute. They came up with like a fun little game that was kind of like basketball, but it wasn't. And then there was a scene where like they do the wave in the audience because they're actually like water people, so they could really do a wave. It was
I feel
super
like
cute.
They thought of that idea
that was
before they created the plot for the movie.
Probably like they came up with like elements and they were like, we have
we
to have a game just so that they can do the wave. I bet you they made up the game just so they could do it.
Yeah.
It was so darn cute and tootin' pootin'. So I definitely really enjoyed that scene. So they basically get Gale's approval to figure out what the leak is that caused the pipes to burst.
There's a leak in the boat.
There's not supposed to be water running to Fire City. It's very dangerous. So there's some sort of leak. And she says, if you can find the leak and close it off, I'll take all your tickets away. I'll resolve them and your family will be good to go. So you have a week, pretty much, which I think is very much like
generous.
Unethical behavior. You're telling me you're asking a random citizen, you're telling her that you have to go fix this leak that is potentially dangerous
yes.
to the whole city by the end of the week, and then I'll take your tickets away. That's so lazy. Like, you're telling me that you don't care enough about the safety of the fire people that you would actually put like a professional on the job to find it, the leak, and fix it. Instead, you're going to make force a random citizen who is in a situation where they can't say no or their lives are going to be ruined. That's really messed up.
That is a little haphazard.
Yeah. I want to call it malpractice, but that's like what you call doctors. You don't say that about, I don't know. It's just unethical behavior.
Unscrupulous.
So, shame on you, Gale, for abusing citizens in, what would you call it? A situation that's not good. I don't know. I can't think of English right now. I didn't even know Gale was a word.
Yeah, Gale means a very strong wind. I just looked it up. I knew it meant something to wind.
Oh, well, at least you knew that. I didn't even know that. Okay, so they start figuring out what the leak is. They're searching the city. They find it. They kind of haphazardly fix it. And they fall in love while they do it. So that's lovely. So they start spending time together in the city. Basically, Wade and her like really connect on this deep level, but they have to keep it secret from Ember's family because Ember's father hates water people. And then,
fun fact.
Ooh, really?
The composer Thomas Newman.
Mm-hmm.
This is his fourth score for an animated Pixar movie. After, can you guess any of the other ones he has done?
Coco.
No, they're, well, one was a sequel, actually.
Toy Story. You really think I can name Pixar movies that good?
That's true. WALL-E was one of them.
Oh, I hate that movie. I hate WALL-E with a burning passion. I hate, one of my hardest things for me to watch is people embarrassing themselves. Like, in movies, it's so hard for me to watch. I guess it's, like, secondhand embarrassment or something. And it makes me so uncomfortable. And, like, in WALL-E, he was so sad. And he was so depressed. and just like upset. And I remember when I was a kid and we went to see it, the first like 10 minutes, I was like crying. And I was like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's still a really big
one. Star to Wally.
That's still just crazy to me. Well, do you, I love Wally.
I hate that movie. Do you want to tell me what the other movies were?
Oh, yeah. Finding Nemo and Finding Dory.
Oh, I feel bad. I didn't even like notice the score.
I didn't really either.
So I guess that means it wasn't bad, because sometimes I notice it because it's bad.
Yeah, for sure.
So it was pretty good, I guess. Okay, so basically they're keeping their relationship a secret, but they are falling in love with each other. But Ember's mom, Cinder, is like a, I don't know what the fuck you'd call her, like a love medium. Doctor. She's a love doctor.
And doctor's in the house.
She can tell that Ember is in love because she can smell it on her, which is weird. I don't really know where they got that from, because it's not like, I don't know, like what is she smelling?
She's smelling the pheromones. I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it was weird. Didn't make any sense to me. But her mom is a love doctor. And she has her suspicions. But also during this point in time, Ember goes and meets Wade's family, who's very welcoming, very loving, super cute. That was a good scene. I liked it. And then Ember kind of uses, I guess she has some special talent where like she can like make glass beautiful, like very easily. Cause like, you know how with fire you melt sand and then you make glass. So she does it a lot throughout the movie. And I'm like, that's so cool. I wish I had a special talent like that.
You don't think you have special talents?
What special talent do you think I have?
Making me laugh.
Yeah, but I can't make money on that.
I mean, we could try.
How?
I don't know. Let's do some reaction videos.
Do you want to pay me every time you laugh?
I think we'd just be switching money because we have the same bank account.
Well, when did I say that I was going to pay you anything? I don't know where you got that idea. This is a business for me. I'm making the money. Oh, the breadwinner.
You make me laugh and then I give you money.
Why do they call it the breadwinner? Because
it's bread. But, get the dough.
Oh, like dough. Okay. Because I was like, you can't buy anything with bread. If I won something, I would not want bread as a... You know what? Maybe I would want like really want, good bread. You would want bread. Like Great Harvest bread. Like some good bread.
Breadsticks.
No. Those are free. Why do I care about winning? I win every time I go to Olive Garden.
That should be their new slogan.
I remember we went to Olive Garden last time and they didn't give us the breadsticks and I was like actually upset. And I literally was like, are you going to give me bread? Like, do we get bread?
Oh, yeah, we had to ask
you
for it.
You can't get bread. You can't go to Olive Garden without breadsticks. They should just give them to you.
Yeah, it's not cool.
It was so upsetting.
Deny us the stick of the bread.
Jonathan, that is very suggestive.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so she uses her glass making abilities to make some beautiful stuff.
And the mom's like, whoa.
And the mom is like, whoa, girl, slow down. You are an icon. You could make millions.
I don't think she says that. But you can get an internship.
That's exactly what
where
she says.
That's an opportunity to make millions.
Yes. And down the line, you will make millions of dollars. Sounds like a MLM scheme to me.
Sounds like what?
Join my company and you'll make millions. All you have to do is buy $10,000 worth of merchandise.
Ponzi scheme. Yeah, that does sound like that.
Okay. So basically, they're falling in love. Yada, 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 yee. Bernie announces to Ember that he wants to retire and give her the company. But Ember's just now realizing through her relationship with Wade, who has really opened up her eyes to herself and the universe, that she does not want to take over the store. She has other dreams. She wants to be a glassmaker. She wants to be an intern for the rest of her life. And so she's kind of really struggling with that internally. And then Wade takes Ember on like a really fancy schmancy date where he like takes her and underwater and like an air bubble. It's honestly really complicated and I don't really feel like trying to figure out how to explain it right now.
What's it called? It's like
to see a vivisteria flower. Yeah. So there's like some flower that they keep talking about in the movie that's like can survive in any element. So it's like super beautiful. Because it can like live underwater, it can live in the air, it can live in fire, and it can live in
the earth.
The earth, yes, in the earth. So right now, what had happened was the station where the Vivisteria tree was with all the flowers had been flooded, so nobody could go see it. And so she wasn't able to go ever see the Vivisteria flower because her only chance was when she was a kid. But because of the persecution against the fire people, they weren't allowed. Then yada yee, yada ya, the station floods. She never gets to see it. And it's very heartbreaking for her. Did Yahtzee. That make any sense? Yahtzee. I don't know why I'm very much in a yada yee, yada you, yolehi hoo. Yeah, it's fine. It's cute. It's whatever. It is what it is. So after this very romantic date, I guess the flower is supposed to have like symbolism or something that like it can survive in any element. So why can't the elements all survive together?
Why can't their relationship survive? Why can't they be together?
They barely know each other. Like they've been on a couple of dates.
Well, yeah, that's how love happens. It happens that quick.
I don't think it happened that quick for us.
No, it didn't. But it doesn't mean it couldn't.
I mean, I don't even know if I'm there now.
Oh, boy. We better start rethinking.
Everything's
our lives.
Coming out, everybody. Everything's coming out. Yeah. So then their relationship kind of falls apart because Ember is super upset because her family has worked very hard to build this great life for them, being immigrants, and she doesn't want to disrespect that by dating a water person and not taking over the store. So she kind of like cuts things off with Wade because of it. And Wade
pushes
is like,
no
way, no Wade.
No Wade, Jose.
I just like, I work with a guy named Wade, so it's just weird.
Oh, really?
When you say Wade, I'm like thinking about work Wade, but this is water Wade.
I don't work with anybody named Gail.
I don't work with anyone named Gail either. Did you say you don't want to work with anyone named Gail?
No, I don't.
But you would never want to, is what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't make any sense. Beans, what are you doing? She's crazy. She is so exhausted.
She's lost in her tiredness.
Oh, gosh. So Wade does this whole act of, like, profession of his love, and it's in front of everybody.
Did anybody object?
I
object.
Yes, there were lots of objections to them being in love. But Ember basically shuts it down. Shut it down. There we go.
New girl reference number one.
Initiated. So Ember rejects Wade, but her mom is like, excusez-moi, I can smell it on you, bitch. You are in love with him. But she still rejects him. She still tells him she doesn't love him. But then all the drama happens. And there's like,
all the drama
whatever the
happens.
Heck, the leak that they sealed fails. Water is rushing into Fire City. Everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to die. The only people who can save them are Wade and Ember. So Wade and Ember, they go rushing there, man. They're on their way to save the day. Did you like the little rhyme?
Oh, I didn't even know it. Good job.
Thanks.
I didn't really get what the I guess the blue flame was like a symbol of like their family,
their heritage,
and
so I think I get what you're getting at right now. So once the pipe bursts, it's flooding their home, and it's going to put their blue flame out, and their blue flame is like their only tie to their history and their heritage. Yeah. So she and Wade are doing their best to save it, but then they get trapped. And it's very hot in the room, so Wade starts to evaporate. But the blue flame is saved. So is that what you're talking about? Like, why did they save the blue flame?
Yeah. I was just kind of like...
Uh-huh. I see.
I guess it's important to the family.
I sense what you were talking about. It is important. I don't know. I guess it's just like a family heirloom or something. I don't really understand the symbolism of it. Maybe there's like some culture where that's a thing that we just don't know about.
There's fire in it.
We're probably disrespecting somebody right now.
Well, that's usually a given at any moment.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So basically,
fun fact.
As I said, oh, yay.
So Pixar had to upgrade and buy more computers for this movie. There is over 151,000 cores in use for this film.
What's a core?
Some kind of computer thing, I think. I wouldn't know. I'm not in IT.
So you're telling me a fun fact that I'm supposed to think is cool, but I don't know what it means, and you don't know what it means?
Core is just another computer, I think.
Okay.
In three large rooms on the Pixar campus. For perspective, Toy Story had 294, Monsters, Inc. had 672, and Finding Nemo had 923 cores.
And how many did this one have?
151,000.
Why did they need that?
Because the animation took a lot.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy. I liked the animation, though.
Me too.
Like, the fire was kind of like a sketch almost. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was like a little bit excessive, I'm not gonna lie. And that must really suck because they seem to be going out of biz, or they're not doing too well, and they spent all this money on it, and the movie is not doing well, apparently.
Well, they're thinking of making a Toy Story 5, which I don't think is a good idea.
Oh, I think they should just let it lie, man.
Agreed. Yeah.
I think they're like, just like, this one didn't do well, so they're like, all of a sudden want to do Toy Story 5. I don't think that's a good idea.
I just heard reports about that a couple days ago. I don't know if it's true or not.
I don't think that's going to go well for them.
Yeah, don't quote me on that. Not verbatim.
Yeah, so Wade dies. And she's really upset about it, but then she finds this magical way to save him. If you want to know, watch the movie. But it was cute. They fall in love, and they confess their love for each other. Amber confesses she doesn't want to take over the store.
I kind of teared up at this part. It was very sweet.
No, this is not the part that I teared up at. So they then cut to months later when Wade and Amber are now embarking on a journey to go across the Rubicon so that she could go take an internship making glass.
Making glass.
So now she's saying goodbye to her father, and they had gone into this whole thing previously in the movie where her father, when he left the fire people, they were not happy with him, and there's some special bow that you do to show respect. He did it and his father did not return it. So it was like very sad for him, very heartbreaking, feeling like he didn't have his father's blessing leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to lie, my dude, you were the only one leaving. So why were you leaving? Obviously everybody else was fine to stay. She just woke up.
Oh, something get you in your sleep? Oh my goodness.
She's got to get comfy again. There she goes. That's a good spot. So basically now Ember and Bernie are leaving her father and her mother. And so she shows this bow of respect to her father, and then her father does it back, and it was really beautiful, and I did get a little teary-eyed at this part, because you kind of don't know her father, if he's gonna, you know, love her and respect her for who she is and what she wants to do, even if it's not what his dream was for her,
mm-hmm.
or if her father is gonna be just like his father was and not accept that she wants to go a different way.
Yeah.
But he did, and it was very sweet, and it made me a little teary-eyed. So I guess it's a success of the movie that I may be a little teary-eyed. I really enjoyed it, though. I would watch it again. Like, in 10, 15, whenever the what years, I would, like, watch that with our kids.
Yeah, yeah, you know? For sure.
Beans, do you want to watch it? She doesn't seem interested.
Well, that's okay.
It's heartbreaking,
this
Beans.
This is really bad. I really thought the dad was going to die, honestly, at some point in the film.
Really?
But I'm glad he didn't. Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's true. I kind of thought he was going to die, too.
Yeah.
They didn't need to kill him. He just needed to retire. He was overworking himself.
Yeah, he was coughing all that smoke, you know.
Yeah.
Making all those little coal nuts.
Little coal nuts. It was really hard to make coal nuts. Squitching the nuts. Okay. Do you have any more factoids?
No, there were not a whole lot of fun facts for this. I apologize.
Yeah, that's why the last one you told me was really bad about the cores. Whatever the heck a core is.
But come on, that's really interesting. That's a lot of computing power. Do you know how much computing power is in one core?
Do you?
It's a lot.
So, next week, everybody, we are going to do Asteroid City.
Right? Yeah, I got to go see it by myself. I got to
go
to Sioux Falls for this.
I'm going home next weekend, so I'm going to go by myself.
You ho.
With my family, and then he's going to see it by himself.
I'm going to have a great time by myself.
Out
to a restaurant.
Are you really going to go out to eat? Take yourself on a date?
A steakhouse? Fine dining?
What? You're going to be so bored without me. That's all I got to say.
That's what you want.
No, that's what it will be. Okay, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the podcast. We'll see you next week when we talk about Asteroid City. Bye.
I thought you were saying Australia for a second.